Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah. And the topic is, Allah will make for them love. Alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah, the most merciful, the most loving. The one who places love in the hearts of those who trust in Him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the One, the utterly unique, having no partners in His oneness, the Master of all, the True, the One who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our Master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family, the pure, and all his companions and whomsoever follows them till the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah. For verily Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْذُ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ O you who have believed, have fear of Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is well acquainted with what you do. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلَ, that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, He summons Jibreel by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ, that Allah loves such and such a person, so O Jibreel, love him too, فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلَ, and so Jibreel or Gabriel loves him. فَيُنَادِي جِبْرِيلُ فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ, and so then Jibreel calls out in the heavens and he says, Allah loves such and such a person, so you love him too. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ, and so the people of heaven, or the residents of heaven, will love him. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ, and then he will be granted the acceptance and pleasure of the people, or the residents of the earth. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam delineated the order of love. It is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person that people in turn are drawn to loving such a person. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ, that He loves them and therefore they love Him. And so the love of a person for the sake of Allah, that is purely for the sake of Allah for another person, is usually commensurate to the degree that that person is beloved عند الله, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the greatest of bounties by which we should strive. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلْ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, سَيَجْعَلَ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ, that the Most Merciful will create for them, appoint for them, وُدَّ, this love. And so what is the nature of this love? This nature of this love is this pure love that is purely arising out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's because of its purity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributed this nature of this love to the prophets. For example, about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. He said, and truly I bestowed for you love from me. And the verse goes on to say, وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي, that you may grow up in the intimate care of my eye. Literally, عَيْنِي here means intimate care. And so what was intended by this verse is that the intimate care that was manifest for Sayyidina Musa from his childhood till his adulthood, as manifest in the very people that loved him, almost as if whomsoever saw him fell in love with him, man ra'ahu, whoever saw him fell in love with him, then this itself was a manifestation of the love that Allah had for Musa alayhi salam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved Musa alayhi salam, that the khalq, the creation, and those whose hearts were attached to Allah also loved him. And it's beautiful because we find similar descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in that he was beloved, and whomsoever saw him fell in love with him. Because this attribute of loving those for the sake of Allah can only come when that person himself is sincerely for the sake of Allah. And so, brothers and sisters, how do we attain this love that is reflected through the qabool, through the acceptance and love of the people? One of the scholars famously said, no one draws nearer in love to Allah except that they will find that the believers draw nearer to Him in love. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the believers themselves to spread salams. Salam in word, as in salam alaikum, but salam in spirit, and salam in deed. Peace and peacefulness of spirit that amongst each other, because this is what will bring about love. In a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي, by him in whose hands is my soul. لَا تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا, that you will not enter Jannah until you truly believe. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا, and you will not truly believe until you come to love one another. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ, should I not guide you to something that if you were to do, you would attain this love for one another? And what is that? أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ, spread salam amongst yourselves. Literally spread the salam. It could be the greetings of salam, but more importantly, the salam at the sadr, this salam of the heart, this salam whereby you don't have rancor and hatred for one another, this salam whereby you intend good for one another, this salam of mutual benefit, that you see each other as in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And the ulama take from this hub, this love for your brother, is this brotherhood here is akhuwat al-insaniya, the brotherhood of man. So the way of the believer is to bring about this love, because he himself is immersed in a love for Allah. Because if you are beloved to Allah, then one of its attributes will be you will become beloved to other people, and you would come to love the people, because you would come to see the esteem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Bani Adam. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he's given an esteem, he's ennobled Bani Adam, and so you will come to see humanity from a position of its karam, from a position of its nobility. And this is why the way of those who draw nearer to Allah is to embody a spirit of generosity, a spirit of ata, spirit of giving, a spirit of karam, a spirit of nobility, a spirit which incorporates love and removes alienation, removes distance, removes enmity, removes rancor, removes separation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, but as for he who gives and fears Allah, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and believes in that which is beautiful, and that which is great, and that which is reward, believes in the good because he acts and imbibes it in his life, then we will surely make easy for him yusra, which is a facilitation to more good. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْأَحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْأَحْسَانِ, is not the embodiment of beauty and excellent conduct and morality that you will find that ahsan comes back to you, that such beauty and such morality and such excellent conduct comes back to you? كَمَا تُدِينُ تُدَانُ, as you do, so you shall reap. As you sow, so you shall reap in the end. So this was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a person who was literally living in that gift of giving, living in that gift of generosity. In other words, he was described as so generous by the Sahaba, that he was like a wind laden with moisture, that he would go, and it would, wherever he would go, the beauty and the rahmah of his generosity would leave traces. And this is one of the descriptions of one of the Sahabi, Safwan ibn Umayyah, who before his Islam narrates that after the opening of Mecca, after one of the expeditions, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was distributing the wealth, and at that moment Safwan was not yet Muslim, but then he says in his heart, he said he had an amount of detestment. He detested the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was some rancor and displeasure in his heart about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him. And he gave him 100 camels. And then he gave him another 100 camels. And he said he kept giving and giving to me until his heart literally switched. And he said he went from the state of opposition to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam becoming the most dearest of people to him. And he became a Muslim truly. And so the beauty about the spirit of giving is that if we can in each and every one of our souls embody some of that spirit of the gift, some of that spirit of giving to people freely and undeservedly, giving people from our hearts, then we will find that this removes rancor, removes hatred. Idfa billati hi ahsan, repel that with that which is good, and you will find that, you know, that in whose hearts is baghdha, then he will become ka'annahu, he'll become a waliyun. He'll become your friend. He'll become qareeb. He'll become close to you. Because you repelled that which was bad with that which is good. And one of the descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is لا يجزي السيء بالسيء. He never used to repel or respond like with the bad with bad, except كان يعفو ويصفح. He used to forgive and forget. He used to always be show clemency, لين الجانب, soft to those around him. And this is from the sifa of the Prophet, this lean, this softness. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Tahadu, tahabu. Give hadiya, give gifts, and you will find love between one another. And so this is just not literally gift, this is the gift of spirit. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in a hadith he is reported to have said, إِنَّ أَكْمَلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. Indeed, the best of believers in the faith are those who are most beautiful in khulq. And he said, he himself said, was not sent إِلَّا لِأُتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. He was not sent except to perfect the stations of akhlaq, of perfect, of beautiful character. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الْمُوَطَّعُونَ أَكْنَافًا. Those who are most caring in their embodiment, الَّذِينَ يَعْلَفُونَ وَيُؤْلَفُونَ. Those who are gentle and have gentleness shown to them. So subhanallah, this is the description of those who are the most perfect in their character, in that they are gentle, in that layinul janib, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described, sahlul khuluq, easy going. And that's why he was وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He was not sent except to be a rahmah, an embodiment of this love to everyone. So this is something we have to take ourselves to account. And brothers and sisters, this level of love, this level of embodiment of rahmah does not come except through getting the dunya out of our hearts. Because as long as we want something from someone, as long as we are desirous of something or coveting something that someone else has, then we'll be embroiled and embedded in the power games, the structures of the nafs, that is based on an egoic reality, egoic love. I'll only be sincere to you so I can get something. I'll only play this little game so I can benefit. But the true love is love for the sake of Allah, liwajihi, for His sake truly, that doesn't desire anything in return. And this can only come when you're only attached to Him, that you have no desire for anything in this world. And true zuhud, that is non-attachment to this world, brothers and sisters, can only come through attachment to that which is greater. Those of us who lay claim to zuhud and say, I'm not attached to this world, if we don't have love of Allah in our hearts, we are liars. because the nature of this world is that it grabs us. Unless we find that which is greater, unless we find the uns, the intimacy in that which is baqi, that which is permanent, that which is not fani, that which is not hadith, that which is not temporal, that which is not that comes and goes, but rather we find our uns, our itminan, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Is it not through the remembrance of Allah that you will finally find the peace that you seek? And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a Sahabi, when someone came to him and asked him, Ya Rasulullah, dullani ala amalin idha ana amiltuhu ahabbani Allahu wa ahabbani annas. He said, guide me to an affair that if I was to do, then Allah would love me and the people who are true would love me too. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, izhad fi dunya yuhibbuka Allah. He said, negate the heart in your heart, be non-attached to this world, and this world is everything other than Allah that is not for the sake of Allah. Be attached from everything other than Allah, and you will find Allah loves you. Wazhad fima fi aydin nas yuhibbuka an-nas, and have zuhud, be non-attached to what is in the hands, what you think people can benefit you in their supposed control, supposed power. Wallahi, no one can benefit you shay'a, no one can benefit you an iota, an atoms, unless Allah wanted to benefit you, and no one can harm you an iota unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to harm you. So why not attach your heart to Him? Why not be true to Him? Why not find your love in Him? Why not find your peace in Him? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to attain this trueness of love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will then free us, so we're no longer enslaved to this world, enslaved to people, enslaved to power structures, and then we can truly benefit people. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ, that the most beloved of people to Allah is the one who's the most beloved or most beneficial to the people. وَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ, and the best of deeds is happiness that you can enter in the heart of a believer. أَوْ تَكْشِفُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً, oh, you can remove from him a difficulty. أَوْ تَقْضِي عَنْهُ دَيْنًا, oh, you pay off his debt. أَوْ تَطْرُدُ عَنْهُ جُوعًا, oh, you remove from him his hunger by feeding him. And so all of these things are good deeds that are done for the sake of Allah, but they only proceed, brothers and sisters, with a heart that belongs to Allah. Because the a'mal, the actions, proceed from the hearts. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, actions come from that sincerity of intention that returns back to the heart. And if that heart is true, the body is true. And if that heart is false, the body is false. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring back our hearts through love for Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to have true tazkiyah and true tarbiyah of ourselves, so we become khalisan liwajhi al-kareem, truly for His countenance. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ, that is not difficult for Him. So we ask Allah the Almighty to bestow upon us from His vast bounty and generous kindness, to make us real human beings, people of love, people of service. And we ask Allah the Almighty to make us to be of those devoutly obedient to Him, enabling us to be of service to the way of His Prophet ﷺ, to be in obedience and service of those He's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you. So invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran, Abu Dhabi.